Welcome back to the School News Podcast here on Jazz 88 and MPS Voices. And we are here today to talk about the Grow Your Own Pathways program at Minneapolis Public Schools. And here to talk about that with me is Ryan Mulso, who is an administrator for high school and pre-BA PA here at Minneapolis Public Schools. Ryan, how are you?
I'm doing well. It's exciting. It's the first week of school, so just grateful to have folks back in classes and teachers and students. And I'm excited to just talk about building the next generation of educators with you.
Awesome. So let's talk about the Grow Your Own Pathways program. Let's start with the goals of it. What are the goals of the Grow Your Own Pathways?
It's really about reducing barriers for people. So this is really focused on how do we ensure that talented and diverse staff that's more reflective of our community and our students, get a chance to become licensed teachers. It's about recruiting high quality folks and then making sure that they are connected to our community, but also investing in our current staff, whether that's paraprofessionals, ESPs, and making sure that they can take the next step to getting into the classroom.
And who are sort of the ideal candidates for this program?
Right now, it's current MPS staff, so paraprofessionals, ESPs, associate educators, or AEs, who are just dreaming of teaching. This is people who have ties to the community, you know, grew up here, or maybe have, you know, lived here for a minute and want to give back. People who really want to make a difference with students and are just committed to equity and diversity, that's what we're looking for.
So tell us about the three pathways specifically and give us some details about, you know, what they're all about.
So we have three different pathways. Two of them are for bachelor's degrees. So if you have a bachelor's degree and you're a paraprofessional, we have the MPS St. Thomas Residency Program. It's a one-year program where you pair a resident with a mentor teacher and you earn a master's degree and a teaching license, whether that's in special education or elementary education. And we also have a really, really cool program called MPS Academy. It's the first PELSBY-approved program in the state and maybe the only one right now where someone can essentially switch degrees and get a license in special education. So what happens is it can help career shifters or maybe those tier one, tier two teachers to get a special ed license. And that's all done through our MPS faculty and taught, you know, while they're doing their job. And then the last program is my program, so I'm a little selfish about this one. It's the teacher apprenticeship program. It's a two-year program, so a little bit longer. We have job-embedded lessons or things that they do in the classroom. Think apprenticeship where you earn while you learn. That's exactly what this is about. And so it's a great opportunity for somebody who has an associate of arts to get a bachelor's degree and then a license in either pre-K through sixth grade or special education as well.
Ryan Mulso, for our listening audience, is our guest. He's an administrator for high school and pre-BA PA at Minneapolis Public Schools. We're talking about the Grow Your Own Pathways program through MPS, if you're just joining us. So, Ryan, in that apprenticeship category, tell us about the new pathway that's aimed at recruiting early childhood educators.
Yeah, we made Minnesota history. So we launched the first ever pre-K through sixth grade apprenticeship program in the state. We're partnering with Metro State. And what's awesome is it just launched. It's one of the highest need areas that we have in our school district. It's really about working with our youngest learners and then completing coursework. And it's about a sustainable pathway for folks so that we can be more reflective of our families. I'll share a story here. One apprentice, his name's Eric. He's a Northside kid, grew up on the Northside, went to school in the Northside. And then has worked as a paraprofessional for, I think, 4 or 5 years here in the district and was like, hey, this is the only way that I can get to become a teacher. Can you, you know, like, I'm so excited to give back to my community. And so I'm really looking forward to his future 2 years later, being able to not only grow up, but work in the district that he lives in. So it's exciting. Things like that are really cool.
That is incredible. That's awesome. What a great story there. Shout out to Eric. What a great accomplishment, a great story there. Last thing for you, Ryan, if listeners are interested in one of these programs, how do they get more information? How do they get more involved?
I think the easiest way is to go to the MPS website. So it's mpsschools.org. And if you're not a part of the district and you want to get a role here, you can look at the careers page and just find a role. So you can be, these opportunities can be available for you. But if you're interested in the actual program, just search Grow Your Own on our website. It'll give you the application, program details, contacts are all right there on the webpage.
Awesome. It's a great initiative to find ways to recruit some new teachers that are that have the opportunity to do some great things for the students at Minneapolis Public Schools. What a great program. Grow Your Own Pathways. Awesome stuff. Ryan Mulso, administrator of high school and pre-BA, PA. Thank you so much. Great information, and we appreciate the time today.
Me too. Thank you so much.